do everything for the glory of God.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Kayla Ochoa. Kayla writes, "A few months ago, I received an email inviting me to join a community of quote-unquote driven people. I decided to look up the word driven, and I learned that a driven person is someone highly motivated to succeed and who will work hard to achieve his goals. Is it good to be a driven person? Well, there's a test that never fails. 1 Corinthians 10:31 tells us, do it all for the glory of God. Many times we do things for self-glory. After the flood in Noah's day, a group of people decided to build a tower in order to, quote-unquote, make a name for themselves. They wanted to be famous and avoid being scattered all over the world. Because they weren't doing it for God's glory, though, they were erroneously driven. In contrast, when King Solomon dedicated the Ark of the Covenant and the newly constructed temple, he said, I have built the temple for the name of the Lord, 1 Kings 8:20. Then he prayed, may he turn our hearts to him, to walk in obedience to him and keep the commands. Kayla concludes, when our greatest desire is to bring glory to God and walk in obedience, we become driven people who seek to love and serve Jesus in the power of the Spirit. Let our prayer echo Solomon's. Verse 61 says, may our hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands.
Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 54 through 63. When Solomon had finished all these prayers and supplications to the Lord, he rose from before the altar of the Lord, where he had been kneeling with his hands spread out toward heaven. He stood and blessed the whole assembly of Israel in a loud voice, saying, praise be to the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our ancestors. May he never leave us nor forsake us. May he turn our hearts to him, to walk in obedience to him, and keep the commands, decrees, and laws he gave our ancestors. And may these words of mine, which I have prayed before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may uphold the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel according to each day's need, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other. And may your hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time. Then the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifices before the Lord. Solomon offered a sacrifice of fellowship offerings to the Lord, 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep and goats. So the king and all the Israelites dedicated the temple of the Lord. That's today's scripture reading from 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 54 through 63.
Father, give us the desire to obey you and do everything for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.